thank you for tuning in to the Hoboken Grace podcast. We're super excited you're here as we walk into today's message. Our prayer is that it would inspire you on your walk with God and support you in a weekly rhythm of connecting with Him. To access our full podcast library, visit hobokengrace.com or our app.
What an amazing, amazing day. What an incredible experience that we get to be part of inside of our community. And if you were part of that, I just want to thank you for all those of you who came out and served, or all of those of you who were able to provide for a child or family inside of our community. It really is remarkable that we're able to do that in such a significant way. I just want to take a second and just thank God for that. Would you pray with me? Father, we are just grateful. We're grateful that as You've taught us over and over again that you not only give to us, but you give so that we can give. And you call us to be able to emulate you and you this in this way, for us to be able to demonstrate you in this way, and for us to be able to know the life that truly is life, that life that is generosity, when we live our lives not for what we can get, but for what we can give. And Father, I just thank you that we got to be a part of that in a unique way inside of our city this past weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. If I haven't had the chance to meet you, my name's Chris. I'm the lead pastor here at Hoboken Grace. And throughout this month, we're moving through the Christmas season with a theme. And we introduced this theme last week, this theme of awe. And we looked at how awe is not just something that's for children, but that as God steps into our life, He actually calls us to this experience of awe. And He wants for us to not just experience this with Him, but actually to move through life in almost a posture of awe, of looking at what it is that He's created and what He's doing and how all of these different aspects of life, and not just to move past them, but to experience awe. Wait, there's something so much bigger than me here. There's something so much more significant than just my moment here. And we began to look at how this is not just a nice thing to experience, but that it's actually a critical aspect of our experience. And so I challenged you last week to move through this past week looking for it. And I hope most of you are just remembering that now, but I hope that at some point in this past week, there was a moment of awe. Maybe it didn't knock you off of your feet. Maybe it wasn't your greatest moment of awe, but I hope that there was at least one. Because as we said last week, it's not that it's not there. It's not that the opportunities aren't there. It's just that you have to change your pace a bit and you have to begin to look for it. You have to have eyes to see it. But I'll say it again, and I want to give you permission to do this, because I think for many of us, we think, well, it's just a waste of time. That's not really all that significant. God actually says it is. He says that it is. And so I want to give you permission as we continue to move through the season to move a little slower and to open your eyes to, and when it's there, to stop and to pause and experience awe. Last week we introduced it. Next week, as we come to Christmas Sunday, we're going to build on that and look at this phenomenal, awesome moment of Christmas morning and look at how that shapes the way that we think about her, the way that we experience awe. I hope that you've begun to invite someone to be part of that with you next Sunday as we celebrate Christmas Sunday. But today, we get to experience it. We get to experience it in a very unique way. We get to experience it in an awesome way, because today, we have the opportunity for the little ones in our family to lead us in worship. I'll explain that in just a second, because we're probably going to even change the name of today. But As we move through the day, all of the little ones who are part of our family get to, they'll be up here with us, and we'll get to be together in a unique way. And the reason that I say it's awesome is because this is one of the really awesome things about Christmas. This is really an awe moment of Christmas, or one of the things that should cause us to experience awe with Christmas. Have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus chooses to come as part of a family? So Luke chapter 2 says this. It says, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David." And Luke's sharing with us the story of how Jesus steps into our story. "Because he belonged to the house and line of David, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." And you see this incredible story that many of us have heard read over and over again. But have you ever thought about the fact that as God steps into our story, he does so inside of a family? And this is not a mistake. This wasn't just a, hey, well, it just kind of had to happen that way kind of thing. No, this is intentional. Because from the beginning, this whole thing was always about family. It was always about family. And God's mission from the beginning was always about family. And so even as he steps into our story, he steps into it within a family. And it's interesting when you come to Christmas, family can be a good thing or a bad thing, can it? It can be a simple thing or a very complicated thing. And to bring up family around Christmas can bring, well, it can bring excitement, or it can bring dread. It can bring joy, or it can bring sadness. It's complicated. And one of the reasons why it's so complicated is because I think when it comes to Christmas, one of the things that we long for most is family. In moments like this and in significant times, what you want most is to have those with which you belong. To know that you belong, that there's a group of people that you're not just connected to, but that you're connected to on a different level, that there's a love that's shared there, a passion for one another. And one of the most amazing things that Jesus does on Christmas morning is not just that he comes as part of a family, but that he actually comes to satisfy that longing in each and every one of us. He understands the brokenness of family in the world and what sin did to family and what it does to family. But he was not okay with that. And so he steps into our story, and then he lives his life, and then he gives his life on that cross, and he walks out of that tomb because of the fact that he's not okay with you not having family. He wants you to know family. 1 John chapter 3 says this. It says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and this is what we are. The reason that the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, we are now children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we will know that when he appears, and we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And 1 John is talking to them about this reality that Jesus when he gives his life on that cross, and as he walks out of that tomb, he makes it possible not just for you to be forgiven, not just for you to be made new, but for you to be adopted. For you to be part of a family. A very real, very significant family. That is an awe-inspiring thing. And some of you came here this morning because you came to be part of your immediate family, and you came, maybe you came as a parent to be able to watch your children not sing, and, or maybe you... Or maybe you were invited by another parent who wanted you to come and watch their children not sing, and you said yes, and you're waiting for this to end. And but some of you may have come today, and you think you don't have a family. I just want to share this with you. That is a choice you can make. It is not a reality in which you live. Christmas changed all of that. And the opportunity for you to have a family was actually paid for by Jesus so that you could be adopted. So that you could know family. You can say no. God never forces himself on anyone. But I want you to know that it's there. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done, this invitation is available to you. And as we move through this morning, and the little ones are a part of our service today, I want to invite you to not just enjoy them and all that's going to come with it, but I want to invite you to stand in awe of the family that he's made possible. To stand in awe that these little ones are not just part of someone else's family. They're part of our family. And that there's not a moment of our lives that we have to live without family. One of my favorite things is to be able to go to different places in the world and encounter my family. It's amazing. You can travel all over the world and walk into different churches or encounter other groups of people who are passionate about following Jesus, and you encounter family, like a family everywhere. It's amazing. And what an incredible thing. What an incredible thing that he made possible. And I want to invite you, if you've never said yes to that family, that today as we celebrate, for you to go to him for the first time and just to say, I want to be adopted. I want to be part of your family. And I believe that Jesus made that possible when he gave his life for me. There's not a moment of this journey that you have to live without family. And so these little ones are going to come. Now, some of you are like, finally, he sounds like he's wrapping up. But this year, we're going to do it a little different. And what I mean by that is this. We call it a concert. We're not going to call it a concert anymore. We're going to change the wording of it. Because this year, we're going to do it a little different. They're going to lead us in worship. So you get to be part of the experience this year. And by that, I don't mean that you get to come on stage. You have to stay seated. You have to stay where you are, okay? But what I do mean by that is at different points in the songs, we're going to give you the opportunity to be part of it because we really do want this to be all of us celebrating our Father together and for us to celebrate together as a family. And so we're going to do this in a couple of different ways. One is throughout the entire time, the lyrics to all the songs are going to be on the side screens. So you'll always be able to know what they're not singing. So that... Actually, they're doing very well. They're doing very well. I'm very excited for this one. But the words will always be on the side screens. Occasionally, the words will be on the center screen. If the words are on the center screen or on the wall here, then that means it's your time to sing along, okay? Don't sing when they're not up there. Don't you do it. Only when they're up there, okay? So occasionally, they're going to come up on the wall, and then you can sing along. Occasionally, there's going to be an icon that comes up on the wall. Can I get an example of one of those icons? Can you pull that up? Like this. That doesn't mean you should pray. I know, it's close. It's close. It's like a powerful prayer. No. That means you should clap along, okay? This is a clap along time, all right? Then there's going to be another one that is going to be for stomping. This one is for keys. So if you have keys, maybe you do. I don't carry them. But maybe you have them. Then you can pull out your keys and you can jingle them, okay? I bet you know what song that will be for. So you're going to be able to utilize the keys. Then there's going to be stomping. And you'll be able to stomp along with the song as well and hopefully stay in beat. I know some of you, it's going to be difficult. Some of you, it's hard. And some of you, even on regular Sundays, don't participate with us in worship. So this is pushing you. I know. But I'm asking you to take a step out today and experience this with us. And so those icons are coming up. The words are going to come up. And it's just a chance for us to be able to celebrate this together. Now, again, as I said earlier, please do stay in your seats. One of the ways that you get to love the people around you is by staying in your seats. Our team does an incredible job of videoing this. It's all going to be available online. We have professional photographers that are going to be moving through the space, taking pictures. And so please don't make your way up here to the front. It makes it very difficult and it distracts the kids. And it's just really unloving to those around you. And so please don't raise your phones up and block everybody behind you. Just allow our video team to be able to capture all of that really, really well as we celebrate our Father together. And so with that being said, I'm going to give you a little bit of a picture of what these kids typically, what our children here at Hoboken Grace typically experience on a Sunday morning here at Hoboken Grace as they make their way in to lead us in worship this morning.